Without question, the world is going through some dramatic changes in the middle of this pandemic. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Our lives look a lot different than they did just a short time ago, don't they? But one positive thing is we may have more time to read God's Word and especially to pray. Jermaine Chapman shares his personal example.
I'm a gamer. I love playing video games, and having a son has just caused that to even grow more. And so on Mondays, I don't play video games. On Tuesdays, I don't watch television. You know, so it's just like there are things that for a day each week, I'm unplugging from that as a way of being able to give a portion of my day and my time to the Lord. And so, you know, on Mondays and Tuesdays when I'm not doing video games or I'm not watching television, you know, my goal is, it's not just, all right, I'm disconnecting from this, you know, and it's a hard, fast rule, but it's like my goal during that time is to replace time that I might be doing those things with the spiritual disciplines.
And reading God's Word has made a big difference in Jermaine's life.
Studying scripture with prayer, you know, praying without ceasing, you know, just using the day to like talk to the Lord, because that's all prayer is, talking to the Lord. And so using moments when I would like pick up a phone and watch a video, it's like, let me just talk to the Lord, you know, or if I'm going to play Madden, instead of doing that, you know, what does Galatians say about walking in the Spirit, you know, and replacing that time with this. And so, you know, over the course of a week, I'm trying to take something out of my life and replace it with something else as a way of fasting.
Do you want to learn more about fasting and walking closely with God? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.